There are some days, some sugyas, when we learn in the koil, I wish I would be sitting in the koil here. And this is one of them. Because Venish Moshe's, it is, I think it's a shtekel pele, then in one of the most fundamental sugyas in Yiddishkeit is Mani Hayom Ba'alayla. It affects so many different areas of Avodas Hashem, and there should be so much confusion. It's a philosophical question. How could this be? I mean, the routine, the daily routine of a Yid, gets up in the morning, Kriya Shema, Tchilo, Minchei Ma'ariv, Shabbos Kodesh, Zman Hayom is everything. And there's so much different nuances and different opinions and different shittas. And even though I wrote quite a lot about the sugyas of Zman Hayom and Benish Moshes, as some of you probably have seen in the Kuntres, there is still so much that I still need clarity as well. So Yosem Amasha Ekro Befenechem Kosov Kan, and I really hope that the Avrechem will go through what I wrote, the Minui Vimenaichi, the Stayim Shmeitzer. So even though I'm not that much in Koilel, I'm not much in my Koilel either, and I'm leaving to Chutzlaris this much of Shabbos, I do hope that maybe Ben Asman and Malav Chavrusu with Bainish, and we will fill me in all the discussions and all the maskonas we had in Koilel. So the sugya of Bein HaShemoshes in Shabbos Lamed Dalet Lamed Hei, that is fundamentally the source of the sugya, and we have Machloikis Reb Yehuda, Reb Nachemya, and Reb Yosi, three great Tanoim, and we have Machloikis Rabbe v'Reb Yosef Alibe de Reb Yehuda, and then we have Shmuel, who was an Amora, and how does he dare to get into this fray? And while Reb Yehuda, Reb Nachemya, Reb Yosi speak about when is Bein HaShemoshes time-wise, Misha Tishka Chama, Ichse Pnei Elyoin, Ichse Pnei Tachtoin, Hishvele Elyoin, Kotzi Mil, Keheref Ayin, Shmuel comes along and he says, give him Kehrevin. So one of the things that are Tzorachin in the sugya, how does an Amoira come in when three great Tanoim have different opinions, and he seems to say something totally different. Has nothing to do with Mishatishka Chama, or it's all about Gimel Kechavim. So, Rabbi Rav Yosef, Alibe de Rav Yehuda, and the Gemara says it depends, Treitilsimel or Gimel Reveimel. So there's a slight nafkamina between Rabbi and Rav Yosef, Alibe de Rav Yehuda. How long is Bein HaShemoshes? But the big discussion in the Rishonim is, okay, so we have Gimel Reveimel, but where did those Gimel Reveimel start? From when? When do we put those Gimel Reveimel? How much is Gimel Reveimel? There's also a discussion. Is it 18 minutes, 22 and a half minutes, 24 minutes, different opinions? The Shulchan Aruch says 18 minutes, and the Shulchan Aruch appears not in Hilchos Shabbos, but rather in two different sources in Torah Hashem. On one hand, in Hilchos Pesach, and Hilchos Malichet, Yerdei Samech Tes, and Arachayim Tuk Nun Tes, how long is a mil? So Gimel Reveimel. And what I'm saying is, you've been through this 100 times, but Natala said, well, I'm just to have the proper Seder. Three different opinions in the Rishonim. Rabbeinu Tam, Ga'onim, and Yireim. And Shittas Ga'onim is also somewhat of such a gevaldig chiddush, because none of the Rishonim bring a different opinion than Rabbeinu Tam. And Tosis, five different sources in Shas, and the Ramban, and the Rashba, and the Ran, all we have is Shittas Rabbeinu Tam. Till Maram Al-Shakar comes along, 300 years later, in Chuvus of Maram Alshakar Tzadik about who was Maram Alshakar. He was a chover of Beis Din Oishal Arad Baz. And that is about 300 years or 400 years even after the early Rishayim. And he is the first one that says, wait a minute, there's something new in the sugya. I have Aksavya, the Goyim, and he quotes Rav Hai Goyim, Rav Nissim Goyim, and Rav Sadia Goyim, the three greatest Goyim that were way before Rabbeinu Tam, and they have a different opinion. So what's Rabbeinu Tam and what is the Goyim? Everything starts with a stira between two sugyas. When Shabbos Amadei, we learn Gimel Rivemil, after the Shkia is night. But I'm Sochem, it is Dalet Mil after the Shkia, that is night. And how do we reconcile the two sugyas? So Rabbeinu Tam says, this Tchile Shkia v'soif Shkia. Tchile Shkia is Dalet Mil before nightfall. Soif Shkia is Gimel Rivei Mil. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, is there any relevance in Tchilas Hashkia that we learn in Psochem Tzadik Dalet Lachoyer or not? The Gaonim say no. Mishetishka HaChama, that is when we start counting Gimel Rivei Mil, and 13 and a half minutes later is Lilo, because if a Mil is 18 minutes, then Gimel Rivei Mil would be 13 and a half minutes, and that is night. So fundamentally, Gimel Rivei Mil is a more important number because that's in the Sugya Benishmos of Shabbos Lamed Hei. The Sugya in Psochem Tzadik Dalet is not a halachic Sugya, but rather Chazal just talk about astronomy in that Sugya. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, the first Shkia doesn't bear that much relevance. It is only the fact that that is Tchilas Shkia. But the Sof Shkia, that is 13 and a half minutes before it says HaKoy Chovim. The Goyim say no. Mishetishke Chame Kipshutoy. When you no longer see the fireball, you no longer see the sun, that is when you start counting. 13 and a half minutes later is night. Yereim, Mitzvah Kov Beis, is a different sugya, and almost none of the Rishonim HaPoiskim Paskan the Yereim, the Bach says Lechatchila, one should be Machmir and Choshish to the Yereim. And he says the Shkia is actually nightfall, and the 13 and a half minutes is the last 13 and a half minutes before the Shkia. So the main discussion is between Rabbeinu Tam and the Goyim. Maram Alshakar obviously felt it's a bit strange that none of the Rishonim bring this Shita. And I will go 500 years later and start quoting the Goyim. So Maram Alshakar argues, Rashi, Rif, Rambam, if they say Mishetishka Chama, Bechrech, that that is Shittas HaGoyim. Because if we're talking about Sof Shekia, then they need to say that. And Stima said, if it's Stima said Rambam, who are the greatest? And the early Rishonim, Bechrech, their opinion is in accordance to the Goyim. Maram Alshakar also has another argument, which is fascinating. Fascinating b'darkei Talmud. So Maram Alshakar says, Rabbeinu Tam and the Goyim actually go all the way back to the machlokes between Umas Olam and Chacham Yisrael. Where does the sun go by night? And that is a question probably in children's books would be asked in this fashion. What does the sun do by night? Where does he go to sleep? Where does the sun go by night? And in Psochem Tzadik Dalet, there's a machlokes, two fascinating opinions. In modern science, both of them would be a bit out of touch. So Chachmei Yisrael said, by day, the sun goes, memizrach lemarev, memizrach shemesh ad maror. And when it reaches the edge of the west, Tzad Marev, then it penetrates Oivi Harukia. And that is the Dalet Mil. It takes the sun Dalet Mil to go from one side of the top of the world, the cover of the world, like a kedera with a round cover, and it takes Dalet Mil for the sun to go from the inner side of the Rekia to the outer side of the Rekia, and then by night it makes its journey back from west to east. And in the morning, once again, from the Lois HaShachar Ad Netzach Amo, it penetrates that same Rekia from the outer side to the inner side, and then it makes its journey once again from east to west. That is Chachmi Yisrael. Chachma Omis Oilem said no. It goes from east to west. By night, it goes in the bottom of the world, and it goes around the world. But obviously, Chachma Omis Oilem thought that the world is flat. And one of the rayas that they brought to prove their shitta is, in the morning, Mayona is Chamim. And by night, Mayona is Karim. So why are the wells warmer in the morning than by night? Because the sun is on the bottom side of the world, and the rays of the sun, the heat of the sun, warms up the waters, and that is why in the morning the waters are hot. So says Maram al Shikar, Rabbeinu Tam is based on the opinion of Chachmi Yisrael. And that is what Rabbeinu Tam clearly says in Tosfos. When it starts to go through Oivi Harukia, you still see the sun. Still gives a lot of light. And that is Tchilas Hashkia, which is not relevant. It takes a Dalad Mil till it gets to the outer side of the Rekia, and it starts making its way up from west to east. And that is Tseisa Kechovim and Gimel River Mil. Before Tseisa Kechovim, that is Tchilas Alayla, that is Beina Shemosho East. Shitta Sega Oinem fits in better with Umis Oilem. Why? Because when the sun goes from east to west and it dips down the bottom of the world, that is the Shkia, and it takes a Gimel River Mil till it starts to make its way back from west to east. So when it goes to east to west, the earth obviously has some thickness. So just going through that thickness before it starts making its way back, that is the Gimel Rive Mil from the Shkia to Tseisa Kechovim. Because only when the sun goes under the earth, you no longer see its light. But as long as the sun is on the side of the earth, you still see its light. And because the Rambam and Moreh Nevuchim Perek Beis Ches writes that Chachma Omis Oilem are right, L'shitosoi, L'shitos HaGoyinim. This is a very interesting argument. That the machloikis, the Rabbeinu Tam, and the Goyinim necessarily depend on scientific discrepancy and argument between the Chachma Omis Oilem. And because the Rambam and Moreh Nevuchim says the Omis Oilem are right, and that is why, Bechreach, Shitosoi KaGoyinim. One might argue, let's not mix the Moreh Nevuchim into the Sugya of Bein HaShemoshes. You know, the Rambam and the Moreh Nevuchim is one thing, the Rambam and Mishnah Torah is another thing. And it's interesting, Rabbeinu Yeshayahu Rishon and Tosfos Lid in Shabbos Daf Lamed Daled has a totally different explanation for Rabbeinu Tam. And according to the Tosfos Lid, it has nothing to do with the Sugya Psukim Tzadik Daled. Maybe at another opportunity, we will try to understand how really we deal with this Machloikes Chachma Yisrael and Chachma Omis Oilem. And many times I say, when people thousands of years ago tried to understand what is day and what is night, and before they had tools, astronomical tools, I think both opinions were a spark of genius. If all you have is your eyes and your mind and nothing else, I think both opinions are fascinating because they ask themselves, where is the sun by night? Well, what does he do? Where is he? Where is he hiding away? So what is accepted today is starkly different than both Chachma Omis Oilem and both Chachmi Yisrael. But that is a different discussion because I really don't think this has anything to do with Bein HaShemoshes. Suga Bein HaShemoshes is Suga and Halacha, and maybe at some other time we will discuss a really fundamental Ashkofedeka Halachedeka Shaila of science and halacha. And I have a very clear opinion that science and halacha don't go together. They were never meant to go together. They can't go together because they are totally different in nature. And The Shitosi, there are no stilas at all between science and halacha because they never were meant to go hand in hand. Never. So, Tosfos Lid says, what Shitosi ben otam, Shkia Mishurit, and the Shkia Meroshe HaHorim. So the Shkia Mishurit starts early, but the real Shkia is the Shkia Meroshe HaHorim, and the difference between the two is Dalet Mel. Or Dalet Mel minus 13 and a half minutes, minus Gimel Rivei Mel. So Ben Moshe starts by the Shkia Shnia, or Soif Shkia, and that is the Shkia Meroshe HaHorim. So according to what I said, it has nothing to do with Psochem Tzadik Dalet, with the Machloikis, where the sun goes by night, and therefore Lav HaBaha Talia. And even if the Rambam says Chachma Umis Oilam are right, it doesn't affect at all whether the Gaonim or Rabbein Tam are right in the Sugya of Ben Hashmoshes. So, once again, Shitta Seyareim, Shitta Mechudeshes, and it is unique, and it's a Das Yochid. And the Bach says, Lechatchila one should be Machmed, but that's not what all the other Poiskim say. And the big controversy is between Rabbein Tam and the Gaonim. And the Chiddush is, Rabbeinu Tam is all the other Rishonim. Rabbeinu Tam is Tosfos, many places in Shas, and the Ramban and the Rashba and the Ran, and practically all the Rishonim, till Maram al-Shakar, who was hundreds of years later, and he brings the Ksav Yad, and his argument is, Stimisari v'harambam proves Shittas Goyim, which the Mechas Kohen also disputes. They say Mishittish Gacham, just like Rabbeinu Tam speaks about the Shkia and its Soif Shkia. Maybe the same derif in the Rambam, especially that we don't find. The Rambam doesn't quote the Masoidus of the Goinim. So the Chiddush is, the Birki Yosef writes, Minag Eretz Yisrael Kishitas HaGoinim. And he writes that both in Birki Yosef and both in Machzik Brocha, which is a Chiddush, because usually the Bis Yosef is more the Aradi Yisrael. And in almost all other halachas, Shittas HaBis Yosef is Minag Eretz Yisrael, but the Chiddush, writes, no, Minigetz is all. The Chiddush was 200 years younger than the Bis Yosef, more than 200 years, but he writes, Minigetz is all, is Kishitas Eloinim, velo Kishitas Eloinim. So, Lecha Oira, Tzeisek Yechovim is not relevant at all to Kishitas Eloinim, or rather, Soiv Dalet Mil is not relevant to Kishitas Eloinim, and Tchilas Dalet Mil is not relevant to Kishitas Eloinim. Maybe it shouldn't be such a gewaltig appeal, because once again, the sugya in Psochem is not a halachic sugya. It is a sugya in which Chazal deal with astronomy. Where does the sun go by night? How long does it take? The more relevant sugya is the one in Masechet Shabbos, which is Trei Tilsamil, Lishitas of Yosef, or Gimel Rivimil, Lishitas Rav. But there are several halachis in which, even according to Rabbeinu Tam, Tchilas Hashkia is Kobeya. And one is called Psil Dam, Zikas Adam, and that is Shkia Rishoina, even according to Rabbeinu Tam. So in Zvochem Daf Nun Vav, Dam is Nifsal, B'Shkia Sachamo, B'Yoyim Akrivoy Ezivcha Yochel, B'Yoyim Shato Zovech, Atu Makrev. And you cannot do Zikas Domim after the Shkia. And Rabbeinu Tam says, look, this halacha is Tchilas Shkia and not Sof Shkia, unlike Zmanei Hayoim V'Halayla. And Briskerov, in Stencil, says, it's not only a din that you can't be Zorek Adam, a din in Avodah Zekorim, that Avodah Zekorim is Posaliach HaShkia, it's a Psul in the Dam. But it is not like psulina or psultuma or other psulim that passel a korban. It is somewhere in the middle. It's not only a din in gavra, she'i efshar lizreik es adom la'achar ashkia. The dam is nifsala. However, it's not psulina. Psulina is only be'alois ha'shachar, but it is a psul in the chefza of the dam. So the Briskerov writes that someone asked Rav Chaim HaGavaldig Yikash, the Rambam Perek Alef Aluch Eches Meyachas Chometz HaMatzah writes, Ho'oichal men ha-chometz m'shei shuas v'lamala erev Pesach lo'ikam. M'pi ha-shmua l'madnu Loi yoichal olav chometz. What's the lashon of the pasuk? Loi yoichal olav chometz. Mezman shchitas haPesach and iser of achilas chometz. So the ikalav is bezman achilas haPesach. Mishpia lamadnu, piyash molamadu that mishchasoy seyoyim, which is the zman of shchitas haPesach liachas shchitas haTamid, is an iser of achilas chometz. So someone asked Rav Chaim, Menashkiya Tzeisek Yechovim, there should be no Malkus, or Echol Chometz V'Erev Pesach. Because it's B'Shul Shatu Zaveyeches of Pesach, it's also B'Chiles Chometz. But you can't do Shkites of Pesach and Zrikas Adomim from the Shkiya at Tzeisek Yechovim. So in that man, there should be no Lav, which would be a Gevaldig Yechidish. Because Lav at Tzeisek Yechovim, Vadei Shalo Echol Chometz, it's a Nisakoros. Ad Tzeisek Yechovim is Manasiyas of Pesach. But from the Shekiah to Tzeisek Yechovim, there would be no lav, and that would be a Gevaldig Yechidish. So Rav Chaim said no. Even though there's a psil zrikas adam, the dam is nifsal, but it is still zman ha-ra'ui l'shchitas ha-pesach. Because it's not like psilina. The korm is not a korm posul, but the dam is posul zrik. So it's a shtikal chidish. But that is one halacha in which Rabbeinu Tam agrees that Shkia Rishon, that Chilas HaShkia is Kaveah, and that is the psul of Zikis Domim in Kodesh. In other area, Talmid Rabbeinu Yoina, in Broches Chavov, Tfilas HaMenchah, because Tfilas HaMenchah is Toli V'Tomi, and therefore the Tomid is Ad HaShkia Rishon Kamo B'Kodeshim, and therefore Zman Tfilas HaMenchah L'Chatchila is Shkia Rishon. And the Bialoch and Shatzian, the Shemishah and Shatzian brings, and Reish Lamed Gimel brings this opinion, but it's not Das Shulchan Aruch. And according to Shulchan Aruch, Ad Seisek Yechovim Yukadav and Mincha, and the Mishnah Brura writes more than once, Lechad Chilat Tzalich Letpalel Mincha Lefnei Ashkia, even though Pashtes Das Shulchan Aruch Yukadav and Mincha Ad Seis HaKoychovim. Tosef Shabbos, Reish Samech Aleph. Because the Shulchan Aruch and Reish Hamechalef paskens in accordance to Rabbeinu Tam. But the Zman of the Sefer Shabbos is Mishet Tishkecham and Mishkiya Rishayna. So these are a few halachas in which there is some relevance, Tchilas Hashkia, Lashitas Rabbeinu Tam. But Rabbeinu Tam maintains that Shkiya Sachama, as we define Shkiya Sachama, which is when the sun is no longer visible in the Ofek, is not really relevant, only in a very limited number of halachas, as we explained. And Shkiya Sachamo lahalacha is Soif Shkiya. Some Rishonim speak about Shkiya Rishonim, Shkiya Shnia. Others speak about Chilas Shkiya and Soif Shkiya, Lecha Oira, Hainu Hach. So the big difficulty with Rabbeinu Tam and the Goyanim as well, how does it fit in with the Metzias and Eretz Yisrael? And how does the time of Gimel Rivei Mel fit in with Shmuel that says Gimel Kechovim Beinoim? So in Simen Reish Sade Gimel, when we deal with Mitzvah Shabbos and not Knesset Shabbos, could I have a Mishnah Brura? So Reish HaMechalef and Reish Sade Gimel are the two relevant simonim. Reish HaMechalef deals with Knesset Shabbos, Manad Lukas HaNeiris, and Reish Sade Gimel deals with Yetzias Shabbos. So Reish HaMechalef, Sofek Chashecha Ben HaShmoshois, Ein Miyasenes and Mai, Ein Madvinas HaKelim, Ein Madlikenes HaNeiris, Hainu kedei shehilach shloish esrivamil achar shkiya sarcham o shiemil shlisho poch ha-shnei chalokim, and that is 18 minutes is the shiya mil. So, here we learn that Ben HaShmoshes starts b'shkiya sarcham o. Yeshoimrim, Shitzorach Loisav Machala Kodesh. It's Yeshoimrim because the Rambam, Kiyadua, doesn't mean the din of the Sefer Shabbos. Yeshoimrim, Shitzorach Loisav Machala Kodesh, Mantra Sefazah, Metkilis Ashkia, Shaina Shemish Nerala Orez. Adz man bein Hashemor Shoy. So that is the Zman, Tchilas Hashkiyah, is the Zman of the Sefer Shabbos. Reish Sada Gimel. Ma'ach len Tchilas Shabbos kedei lo yisem achal ha-kodesh. Tzorach lezo ma'as manocha ad shiir shlosh kechob mitanem. Roi mefesorim ele ritzufim. Why ketanem? Because we are not boki b'koy chovim. So b'mektsoi Shabbos doesn't speak about Gimel Reve Mil, he doesn't mention the Shkia, only Gimel Kechovim. And the Bialocha grapples with the question of Sime Reish Sada Gimel, and he brings two drachim. Reish Sada Gimel maybe is a person that doesn't know what time it is. We need to understand, 2,000 years ago, people didn't have watches. Zmanei Hayoim, they had sun watches, you know, following the sun. So, Reish Sada Gimel speaks with people that don't have watches. But still, Reish Samach Aleph, he speaks about Gimel Revei Mil, the Hainu after the Shkia. So why doesn't he speak in Moitzei Shabbos the same? After the Shkia, how long do you need to wait? Gimel Revei Mil or Daled Mil or Kol Echad L'Shitosoi? Moitzei Shabbos, all we talk about is Kechavim. And that is the Shit of Shmuel, after we have three Tanoim, and Rabbi Verbeisav Alibi the Rebbe Yehuda and Shmuel comes along and he speaks about Kechovim. So the first Mahalach in Bi'alocha is, if a person knows what time it is, then he does not rely on Kechovim, not even Kechovim Tanim, he needs to wait 72 minutes. Dalad Mil, L'shittas Abeinu Tam. And then the Mishnah Berurah says, and the second Mahalach of the Mishnah Berurah is the Minchas Koyen, and then he says, no. If you see Gimel Kechovim Miktanim, that overrides the shear of 72 minutes of Daled Revei Mil. And I think it is based on Pashtus Loshon Chazal throughout Shas, Tzeisa Kechovim, which is based on a Pusuk in Nechemiah, Ve'anachnu Oisim B'malocha V'machzikim B'ramocha Mi'aloisa Shachar Ad Tzeisa Kechovim. Tzeisa Kechovim is night. So how do we define Daled Mil? So one must say Daled Mil if you don't see Kechovim. And sometimes it's a rainy day and you don't see Kechovim, and then you need to be Choshish Daled Mil. And maybe Daled Mil is the maximum. As we know today, different places of the world, there will be more light or less light between Shkia Sakhamu and Seisa Kechovim. So maybe Daled Mil is the maximum. More than Daled Mil, we never need to be Choshish, but it could be less than Daled Mil.
Rabbi Tam was answering the Gemarist, which is a Chorah talking about Eretz Yisrael, or Bavel, the Ithik of Bavel Eretz Yisrael.
So in my tshuva, I brought various poiskim throughout the ages that tried to deal with this question, and some said that Rabbi Tam lived in France, and I don't have a clear answer to the question, but the Tanum were in Eretz Yisrael. And these are Divrei Tanoim. And so Rabbeinu Tam is dealing with Eretz Yisrael. Unless we say, and I don't know whether we are allowed to say that, that Rabbeinu Tam living in France wasn't an astronomer. He wasn't aware that in different places in the world, Tzeis HaKechovim would be earlier or later. And it's, you know, I'm trying to be very cautious with what I say. So the Kloisenberger Rebbe was the big fighter for Shittas Abin Tam in our generation. And in Divrei Yatzev there are several tshuvas. And he asked one of his Talmidim, who was a friend of mine in Yeshiva, to put together all the sources you could find for Shittas Abin Tam. And he wrote a kutas, Rabbeinish, how many sources did he find? More than 100.
180.
What? 180 or something. 180?
Yeah, something like that.
I think wherever he saw the two words Rabbeinu Tam, he put it in his kutas. So the Kloisenberger Rebbe was extremely angry at anybody that would bring up such a thought, and he said it's apikorsis, chas v'sholim. And Lechoira, he is right. How could we say Rabbeinu Tam is talking in Sofat? Rabbeinu Tam knew, should have known, and He's dealing with Eretz Yisrael, and if Rabbeinu Tam is Kodesh Kodeshim, and that is the halacha, and all the poiskim, Shulchan Aruch, Paskins, Rabbeinu Tam, it must be relevant in Eretz Yisrael. But how does it fit in? So I wrote two mahalchim in my tshuva, and I think both mahalchim have earlier sources, but that is what it seemed to me. And I think when most of the poiskim Paskin Kerabeinu Tam, it is not necessarily 72 minutes of Rabbeinu Tam. It's not necessarily the Shir of Dalet Mil. They Paskin in accordance to the Rabbeinu Tam by the fundamental machlokes between Gaonim and Rabbeinu Tam. Are those Gimel Rivei Mil? Right after the Shkia or before Tzeisak Yecholim? Because that is the fundamental machlokes. As much time as there is between the Shkia and Neres La'ayin and Tzeisek Yechomim, where do we put the Gimel Rivei Mil? Does the Gimel Rivei Mil start after Shkia, or the Gimel Rivei Mil start before Tzeisek Yechomim? And the time between Shkia and Tzeisek Yechomim is a maximum 72 minutes, could be 50 minutes, could be 40 minutes, it depends where in the world. But how long that time period is, there's a machlokes Rabbeinu Tam and Gaon. And the machlokes is, Gimel Rivei Mil start Shkia, and Memele, after 13 and a half minutes is night, or Gimel Rivei Mil are the last Gimel Rivei Mil before it says Yechovim, whenever that would be. And I was medayek most of the Shoinim, when they bring Rabbeinu Tam, they write Gimel Rivei Mil lifnei Tzeisak Yechovim. And the Dogesh is not on Dalet Mil. So I think Dalet Mil is the less important number. Because Dalet Mil, once again, is not a member of the Halacha. And Dalet Mil might be maximum Dalet Mil. I don't know. And there are different opinions what is a mil. So when all the Rishonim follow Rabbeinu Tam, it is not necessarily 72 minutes of Rabbeinu Tam. It is the more fundamental machlokes disagreement between Gaonim and Rabbeinu Tam, which is those Gimel Rivei Mil, those 13 and a half minutes, are they the last before Tzeisek Yechomim or the first after Shkia? And there always would be a big nafka min el halach.
The way the Rav is saying it, does there have to be a machlokes in what the Haggadah of Tzeisek Yechomim is?
No.
So then, if you work backwards, they'll have the same Tzeis. The Gaonim and Rabbeinu Tam can have the same Tzeisek Yechomim?
Tzeis would be the same. Yeah, that is what I argue. The Bein HaShemoshes would be different.
It'll end up being
to me it makes so much sense. The Tzeis is Gimel Yechomim.
But both of them are Tzeis, though.
And that is why in Shulchan Aruch we don't have any confusion with the Tzeis. Gimel Yechomim time is Tzeis.
What happened between Bein HaShemoshes and Tzeis to be the Gaonim?
Oh. According to the Gaonim, we would need to assume that those Kechovim we see after 13 and a half minutes are Kechovim Beinonim. So maybe I didn't understand your question. The Halachic says definitely there would be a difference between Gaonim and Rabbeinu Tam, because after all the Mechloike says, when do you do a Melacha Moitzi Shabbos? But not in the concept of Tzeis HaKechovim, which means Dalet Mil is not the important number. So the question is, do we start counting those Gimel Rivei Mil by the Shkia, and then we need to assume 13 and a half minutes later is night, and whatever Kechovim we see would be Kechovim Beinonim, or we say no. Ries Kechovim, and that is Kechovim Tanim, and it's from there that you go backwards, Gimel Rivei Mil. So what I want to solve two problems. I want to solve two problems. One problem is Kechovim. And that is the problem which concerns me less the Shittas HaGoyinim and more the Shittas HaBeinu Tam. Because we need to be Miyashiv Reish Samach Aleph and Reish Sadeh Gimel. So Reish Samach Aleph, Paskins Rabbeinu Tam, so how come in Reish Sadeh Gimel we don't find Rabbeinu Tam? You look at the sky. And Ha'emes Yoreh Darkoi, the first derech of the Bialoch is a Gevaldik Gedoichik. That Reish Sadeh Gimel is if you don't know what time it is. So in Reish Samach Aleph, you didn't know what time it is. Until Reish Sadeh Gimel, you forgot what time it is. Or you're your watch stopped working in the middle of Shabbos and you couldn't wind it up. So, doesn't make sense. And the second question is, Shmuel says, it's all about Seisa Kechavim. So, what I mean to say is, 72 minutes is not the essence of Shittas Abeinu Tam. The essence of Shittas Abeinu Tam is that Bein HaShemoshes Gimel Revamil are the Gimel Revamil before Seisa Kechavim, and the Shkia is not relevant. But Gimel Revamil before Seisa Kechavim. The Goyim say no. All you need to look at is the Shkia. And Gimel Revamil after the Shkia, that is not.
But the Hrech for Rebbeinu Tam still came from the fact of 72 minutes, Dala Mil, because that was the whole Hrech, we were to place it. So we still, we're not
but we will be flexible with the Dala Mil, and we would say Dala Mil is a maximum Shia. Or maybe Dalad Mil Lav Dafka, I don't know. But I want to be Miyashav the Shulchan Aruch and also the Metzias.
Because
one of the huge difficulties is in Eretz Yisrael, and many times they say, the Sugya of Bein HaShemoshes doesn't start with Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda and Shabbos Lamed Aleph. It starts in Parshas Bereishis. Vayikro Elohim Laor Yoim Ulechoshech Korach Laila. Could you ignore that pasuk? Vayikro Elohim Laor Yoim Ulechoshech Korach Laila. So, we have a huge problem at this all, both with the Bein HaTam and the Goyim, because 13 and a half minutes after the Shkia, it's still daylight. And you don't see any Kerchoven usually. Any Kerchoven. 50 minutes or 40 minutes after the Shkia, it's pitch black, and you see 1,000 Kerchoven. So how do we deal, and I want to focus on the Bein HaTam, because Shulchan Aruch Paskens the Bein HaTam. So how does the Bein HaTam, how will you deal with, and this is a question that troubled Paiskin. The Kleiser Magarebu wasn't troubled. And he said, we don't know what light is, we don't know what black is. We don't know what, neither what's light, neither what's dark. We only know, halacha, 72 minutes. For 72 minutes, it's light. Looks dark, but it's really light. It's not dark.
So who had in, the muscle we checked in northern England, in Manchester in the summer, 72 minutes after Shkia is quite light. And to wait for the real dark, you have to wait 2 hours. So we sort of Hadza said, take out Shabbat 72 minutes. I don't care how light or dark it is. No sun in the sky, but it's quite light. It's the same light as, let's say, 28 minutes in Yerushalayim.
Yeah. I would agree with that, Psak.
Even 72.
What?
72?
Yeah, because we don't ever find more than 72 minutes. However, the more north you go, so in northern Norway, there is no Seisa Kechavim b'chlal summer.
But in Norway, there's 72 minutes after sunset, there's sunrise, like before that.
So that's the Arctic Circle, but in England, in Manchester, 72 minutes after is the equivalent of 25 minutes.
So why would there be a difference between northern Norwegia or Manchester? Just
it's
because
higher.
Of Manchester more Jews live.
It's higher. No, it's higher.
I know it's higher, but halachically, from halachic perspective.
No, I mean, in Manchester, if you wait another hour, it actually will be in July, it'll be quite dark. There'll be stars in the sky. But at 72, there won't be. It'll be like...
I think there is room to argue that because very high up north, in early days, people couldn't live, or they very few lived, very few Jews lived, and it was mechutz liyishuv, rochek min hayishuv. So maybe the definitions of Gimel Kerchovim were said b'mukam hayishuv, b'mukam yishuv eretz yisrael, and very high up north, where people didn't live, maybe there the halacha definitely wouldn't be go look for stars because you won't find any. So night cannot be kechavim. But one of my fundamental arguments is wherever you are in the world, a day is a cycle of 24 hours. There is no such a thing a day that is 120 hours or or 10,000 hours. It's starting at the beginning of the summer and ending at the end of the summer. A day is always, as we learn on Parshas Bereishis, a 24-hour cycle is a day. The darkest part of that cycle would be defined as night. Legabi Kriyas Shema Shel Aharis, Legabi Yetzias Shabbos. So it is relative. But in those places where there is Tzeisa Kerchovim, the question would be, do we need to wait for Tzeisa Kerchovim? Or we would say, the maximum Mashir is 72 minutes, and that is Dalad Mil. More than Dalad Mil, you never have to wait. And that is what Rav Padova asking. We don't find more than Dalad, what?
I'm saying, if the Rav, that fundamentally 72 is the less important Chelik or Rebbeinu Tam.
No. I'm trying to explain. I don't mean to say we totally laugh away 72 minutes. I say Dalad Mil is the maximum. But Tzeisa Kerchovim could be before Dalad Mil. Dalad Mil is the maximum. More than Dalad Mil, you never have to wait, and that is 72 minutes.
The Gemara dealing
with, but it could be earlier. And if you see Gimel Kerchovim, then nightfall is earlier than Dalad Mil.
The Gemara,
but there's room to argue, but there's never more than Dalad Mil, because that is what we learn in after the Shkia, it's Dalad Mil.
The Gemara of Dalad Mil is talking about Erev Pesach. So that would be roughly corresponding to what's called the equinox day, where it's half-half. Wouldn't therefore the summer be even longer than Dalad Mil?
Right, if it could be shorter, why can't
it be shorter, why can't it be longer? If it's the middle, so it could be longer.
Maybe.
Hagufa, why I picked Dalad Mil?
So, what?
Maybe Hagufa, why I picked Erev Pesach of Dalad Mil?
So this would be the dissenting opinion that in Manchester you need to wait longer. How much longer would it take to say Tzeisa Kerchovim?
It depends which Tzeisa Kerchovim. If you want astronomically, if you want the darkness that you have 72 in Eretz Yisrael, if you're waiting for that 72, so then in Manchester in June, you have to wait till 11:39.
By Gimel Kerchovim?
Which no. Kerchovim? The first Gimel Kerchovim, there's different shurim.
If the goal is to match the picture in the sky that I see in Eretz Yisrael, whatever, roughly, the picture in the sky that I see in Eretz Yisrael, Yod Dalet Nisan, in June in Manchester, you might never have it. But it might be 2 or 3 hours.
The question is our interpretation of and the Gemara Sochem Dafka Erev Pesach, or the Chazal mean to say a broader statement that Dalad Mil is this man.
If we would accept this argument that we have to assume it was going to the Manisa, that in Eretz Yisrael, in the summer months, we have to wait longer than 72 minutes.
No. Never need to wait.
Right. So I'm saying, meaning if we would accept that in Manchester, that we would have to. Wait longer.
If you work
even in Eretz Yisrael, we'd have to wait longer on Sundays.
Why?
Because we're talking about Dafka Nisan.
If it was talking about Nisan, so then in the summer it'd be longer, and in the winter it'd be less.
Oh no! And that is why I say, when you see Gimel Kerchovim, that is night. Is night, and in Eretz Yisrael you always see Gimel Kerchovim before 72.
But the Gimel Kerchovim that I see in Nisan 72 minutes later,
why do you need those?
I see.
They don't need to be the same Gimel Kerchovim. They don't need to be the same Gimel Kerchovim. But when you see Gimel Kerchovim Beinoinim, then that's it.
So, but how could it get? Kashem that it can't get bigger. How could it get less?
What?
If it can't, if the sheer 72 minutes can't get bigger, meaning I'm looking at the sky and I see those are the stars.
It can never
and it
get,
can't
bigger,
get bigger.
But
so why can't it get less? Meaning the less the stars I'll see are much much smaller.
But there's still Kerchovim Beinoinim. There's a big range of Kerchovim Beinoinim. It is never more than 72 minutes. It actually is always less. It could be 25, it could be 30, it could be 35, but it'll always be less than 72 minutes.
I don't know if you take away Chomet 18 minutes, if maybe Dalad Mil is really...
What?
If we don't really have the right Dalad Mil, so I have Chomet to make it up to 18 minutes.
No, but we do know what a mil is. I say, Dalad Mil is not necessarily always Dalad Mil. Dalad Mil is the maximum. But let's get back to our
problem.
So on one hand, Shmuel says, Gimel Kerchovim. And that's the Pesach HaShechanoch Elei Shavi Gimel. Elei Shavach Aleph, it is about Gimel Levi Mil. So one could say, Elei Shavach Aleph, we are Machmer. But Knesset Shabbos, we're Machmer. But we definitely should be Machmer Matzua Shabbos. Gimel Kechovim is the more defining factor. And when most of the Poiskim Paskin El Benotam, it is not necessarily the Dalad Mil of Benotam. It is whenever you determine Tzeisa Kechovim, Benish Moshe starts 13 and a half minutes earlier. So that is now. I also wrote a different Mahalach, which would be a Gevaldig Chiddush. It would be a Kiddush because it goes against what all the Poskim actually spoke about in Shittas Rabbeinu Tam. And my other argument that I wanted to say is that according to Rabbeinu Tam, the Dalad Mil does not start from what we call today Shkias Achamo, in which the sun actually dips below the horizon. That is how we define Shkia. And I was medayek, primarily the lotion of the Ran, and I think we find similar rishonis in other sources as well. So the Ran says, Shabbos Tezvov Amid Aleph and a new Medav Beis Amid Beis. Kishein Hashemesh Nereis Oid Al Ha'oretz Ze Hashkia Shemesh Nera Al Ha'oretz. So, how does the Arayim define Shkia? And he says, Benish Moshe starts before the Shkia. So the lesson of the Arayim is, when it looks like the Shemesh plans to go to sleep, when it looks like the Shemesh is planning to go beyond the horizon, and according to the Rambam, the Shkia is not the actual Shkia when you no longer see the sun, but when the sun comes close to being Shukeya. And in Ramat we have a beautiful Shkia. And you see the sun slowly going under. And before the sun goes under the horizon from Ramat, it's like a fireball. The entire sky is red. So the Ran quoting Rabbeinu Tam, Kishein Hashemesh Nera Oid Al Ha'oretz, and I have a lesson in my tshuva, and I don't know this moment whether it's the lesson of the Ran or the lesson of the Minchas Osher. But what I wrote is, maybe Shemesh Nera Al Ha'oretz means above the Oretz. And before the Shemesh goes under, it's Letzad Ha'oretz and not Allah, or it doesn't look as if it is on top, but rather totally on the side, as if it approached its place and then it just goes down vertically. And that is when the Dalad Mil starts. And that would also solve the problem in Eretz Yisrael. So maybe in the definition of Shkia, Rabbeinu Tam is like the Arayim. He would not agree with the Arayim. Where do you put those 13 and a half minutes? But how does he define Shkia if we take the Arayim and put it into the Rabbeinu Tam's mouth? That would also solve the dilemma of the 72 minutes on Gimel Kerchovim. So the Arayim says the Shkia is not when you no longer see the sun, but rather when the sun is approaching. Bedtime has arrived, and the son is putting on his pajamas, getting ready to go to sleep. That's the Shkia of the Arayim, and maybe that's the Shkia of Rabbeinu Tam, and that is when the Dalad Mil starts. No, you gain more than 13 and a half minutes. 13 and a half minutes is the magic number of Gimel River Mil to which the Arayim is bound. But the stage of Shkia could be more than 13, it could be much more. And that would solve our dilemma, how do we deal with 72 minutes?
Where does the Rav keep Sahakor?
Then it would be time for the Greeks to
do it. I'm a Kreuzenburger person.
How
does
Rabbeinu Tam call it Rabbi
Harakia? I keep Rabbeinu Tam. Many times I told an amusing story about the Kreuzenburger Rebbe. So the Kreuzenburger Rebbe built Kiryat Sanza Netanya, and those were all Sanza Hasidim. And then his people built Kiryat Sanza Yerushalayim, and that, to the ones that initiated, Kiryat Sanz Yerushalayim, it was a business. And there were no clothes in Mugasilim there. And when the clothes in Mugasilim heard that in Kiryat Sanz, people eat Nishimatis, and they daven before the Bein Lutam, he was petrified, he was horrified. And he said, how could I do this on the name of the Divrei Chaim, on the name of Tzanz? So he came to Eretz Yisrael and he called together a meeting of the Rosh HaKohel. And he said, all I'm asking for you is not to eat chometz and Pesach and keep Shabbos. Is that too much to ask? He said, is that too much to ask? Please keep Shabbos and don't eat chometz and Pesach. You know, I'm not asking for anything more. So the closing Rebbe, if you don't hold the Rebbein of time, you're a Mechal Shabbos, Posel Eidus, Koyvet Obey the Zorah, if you don't keep the Rebbein of time. And if you eat Mishim Matzahs, definitely. So I hold 72 minutes.
So Manchester, the Kreuzberger, would also make 72 look
cool. I think so, yeah. To him, 72 minutes was the magic number. Bein Lakana, Bein Lakana, but he wasn't Makel. And I was surprised when Rabbi showed me some sources, and the most interesting one is the Shmuel Bein Bar, the son of Rabbi Kiva Eger, that testifies that Rabbi Kiva Eger held 72 minutes, Shizu Bein Lakana, Bein Lakula, Bein Lachomer. And there were places in Hungary which they did a Malacha after the Shkia. I don't think anybody today, not even Kloster Bogor Satmar Hasidim would do a Malacha after the Shkia. I hope not. I don't know. So the Mishnah Berurah, even regarding Tefillas Mincha, is the one that said the Shkia is Heilig, the Shkia is holy, and you should. But I would be Makel davening Mincha after the Shkia, or washing the Shalashudas after the Shkia, or even Hefsek Tahara if it's right after the Shkia, I would be Makel, but only if it's very. In the 13 and a half minutes, and definitely not later.
That's because there are some people, or Moshe included, that once they're my at the 13 and a half minutes, if either Rav, if the Machlekas is where to place the 13 and a half minutes, then the 13 and a half minutes shouldn't move.
That means it shouldn't be more.
It shouldn't be sorry, shouldn't
and that is against the biggest Moshe. The biggest Moshe comes up with a new idea, which is a spark of genius. And he says, whatever it is between the Shkia and Tzeitzek Yechovim, we divide into four sections, and then we divided Gimel Rivei of a fourth of that time. What?
Midrash Kohen says already.
It's in the Meches Kohen? Yeah.
It changes to the Ofek.
Which means that, but the Chiddush is, if we talk about Gimel Rivei Mil, it should be an objective time, and what does it have to do with Choris HaYom? Why would it have to do with Choris HaYom?
That's only in the Yom HaShavah, the Ofek Eretz Yisrael. That's what Gemara is talking about, and then the rest of the world changes.
If we're talking about Ofek, then it makes sense that it shrinks because it goes down faster. It's here.
Yeah.
That the Mishpur seems to have accepted from the Goyim. The Goyim Shal Devek, it certainly changes the feed.
So the Gimel Rivei Mil is only
Yom HaShavah, the equinox in Yerushalayim,
in Eretz Yisrael. And does that fit in? Does that
make sense? That's the reality. The reality is that the
closer you go to the center of the world, the faster sunset, meaning darkness, from sunset to darkness, will become.
Twilight's quick.
Mm-hmm. If either Rav, would the Rav shrink, meaning you have 9 minutes, you have 6 minutes, you have 13 and a half minutes, that minute after she gave me what we told me. How is that long minutes? Touch the tire.
Thoracic tire.
Thoracic, say it's fine. Other ones, thoracic.
Thoracic tire, I never really determined it in exactly in minutes. I mean, if it's a very short time after the story we're made up by Epsit.
But if you about Shtickle, if you could be Mumayat or you have to go, you have to be
I think this approach makes a lot of sense.
It does. There's a lot of Nafkaminas also.
I want to see it in the Minchas Kohen. The Minchas Kohen is a sefer which is not very well organized.